Section A, Listening. Part 1, you will listen to the talk about Elvis Presley twice. Choose the best answer for each of the following questions. Mark the answers on your answer sheet.
Elvis Presley was an American singer, musician, and actor born in 1935. His single, Heartbreak Hotel, released when he was 21, became a number one hit in the United States. Starting with the film Love Me Tender, Presley also made 31 films. His single of the same name sold more than 1 million copies even before the film was released. During his life, he received many awards, including 3 Grammys. Presley died of a heart attack at the age of 42. Many years after his death, Presley is still one of the best-selling singers of all time.
Now, listen again.
Elvis Presley was an American singer, musician, and actor born in 1935. His single, Heartbreak Hotel, released when he was 21, became a number one hit in the United States. Starting with the film Love Me Tender, Presley also made 31 films. His single of the same name sold more than 1 million copies even before the film was released. During his life, he received many awards, including 3 Grammys. Presley died of a heart attack at the age of 42. Many years after his death, Presley is still one of the best-selling singers of all time.
Part 2. You will listen to the talk about volunteer work twice. Choose the correct answer, true or false. Mark the answers on your answer sheet.
Each nation has many special people who voluntarily take care of others. For example, many high school and college students in the United States often spend many hours as volunteers in hospitals, orphanages, or homes for the aged. They read books to the people in these places. Sometimes the students just visit them, play games with them, or listen to their problems. Other young volunteers work in the homes of sick or old people. They clean up their homes, do their shopping, or mow their lawns. For boys who no longer have fathers, there is a voluntary organization called Big Brothers. College students take these boys to baseball games and help them to get to know things that boys usually learn from their fathers. Some high school students take part in helping disadvantaged or handicapped children. They give care and comfort to them and help them to overcome their difficulties. Young college and university students participate in helping the people who have suffered badly in wars or natural disasters. During summer vacations, they volunteer to work in remote or mountainous areas to provide education for children.
Now, listen again.
Each nation has many special people who voluntarily take care of others. For example, many high school and college students in the United States often spend many hours as volunteers in hospitals, orphanages, or homes for the aged. They read books to the people in these places. Sometimes the students just visit them, play games with them, or listen to their problems. Other young volunteers work in the homes of sick or old people. They clean up their homes, do their shopping, or mow their lawns. For boys who no longer have fathers, there is a voluntary organization called Big Brothers. College students take these boys to baseball games and help them to get to know things that boys usually learn from their fathers. Some high school students take part in helping disadvantaged or handicapped children. They give care and comfort to them and help them to overcome their difficulties. Young college and university students participate in helping the people who have suffered badly in wars or natural disasters. During summer vacations, they volunteer to work in remote or mountainous areas to provide education for children.